Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Did you know that some menus can have a significant price difference if you order a takeaway in-house as opposed to getting it through a delivery service like Deliveroo? And this is before you add in service and delivery charges. So why are there separate menu price lists? And are people aware of potential price differences between in-house menus and third-party ones? The scratch cooking shy Brian O'Connell has been examining this for us. We like our takeaways, don't we, Brian?
Well, the industry, good morning, Philip, is reporting a surge in delivery of food, obviously during and post-pandemic. So some stats I've seen would say almost a third of Irish people admit they're more likely to order delivery food compared to, say, 2 years ago. But I think the question here that I wanted to look at is how aware we are in some places. There are now essentially two menus. So you have your in-house menu, which you can order direct from your takeaway from your restaurant. And then there's a menu that sometimes is offered for takeaway if you go through a company like Deliveroo, for example, where before you even add in the service and delivery charges, the actual menu pricing can be different compared to if you order in-house.
Can you give us some examples?
I can. So we won't name these places, but there is a good geographic spread between different parts of the country of the examples I've got. So, for example, one takeaway in Dublin I looked at, if you order in-house from the takeaway menu, let's say a chicken dish, $12.90. That same dish ordered through Deliveroo, $19.95. And then you have to add on the delivery charges separately. Chicken tenders, $12.95. Go direct, go through a delivery company, $16.95. Cod and chips I saw in another place, $11.95 in-house. If you go through again Deliveroo, $15.95, €4 more. And again, there's a service charge and delivery fee would be on top. So you're looking at about a 20 to 30% difference for the same product between ordering in-house versus a delivery company menu.
I had no idea it was going to be of that kind of order. Are Deliveroo clear about this on their website?
Well, on Deliveroo's website, they say they encourage restaurants to always use the same price for delivery that they do for in-house, as opposed to what they might use for Deliveroo. But they say there may be exceptions. I was interested to look at Just Eat, which is another delivery company. They have a policy, if you pay more through Just Eat for the menu items, they'll actually give you twice the difference in the form of a voucher.
If you remember to go and actually get it off them. Okay. So how much are the delivery charges on top of all of this then typically?
Well, many companies will charge a service and delivery fee. So, for example, a service fee would be a percentage of your order. It's about 5 to 10% which would be added on. Then you'd obviously have a minimum spend. Delivery obviously depends on how far away you are. You can get a subscription service as well. But you're talking about, on top of that, say, €3 minimum delivery charge, you're also paying, as I said, possibly an extra 30% for your food on the menu because the menus can be different.
You asked people in Cork if they'd experienced this.
Well, I actually went up near UCC, mostly talking to third level students. They probably are partial to the odd takeaway, I would say. So I asked them, had they experienced different prices when they went to order compared to what was on the in-house? And this is some of what they had to say.
The majority of places that we order from, we'll either call them directly because we know the menu already, we won't order off Deliveroo or Just Eat just because they will have like higher charges or they won't have as big of a menu.
It's been going up as well. Like it's last 2 months, like it's been raising even more so. Yeah.
100%. And then if you don't know any better, like you're going to pay those prices, and then it just seems like it's going up and up and up.
Does it make you be healthier?
I'd say a bit.
Sometimes. I think usually if I'm ordering a takeaway, it's because I don't have food at home.
Yeah.
So
it's very late or very early in the morning.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'll be really hungry and quite desperate. Or like if I'm on lunch or something, I've like ordered it, but
so interestingly, you would always try and go direct to the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I know them, I go there regularly or whatever, I'll go directly to them
because and not get it delivered.
Yeah, not get it delivered,
or just order for pickup on Deliveroo rather than.
And I think it's like I know for them. I think they told me that it was like more about charges and like extra fees for them.
I've known like that delivery charges usually like $2.99 additional, or like depending on the location, the price can change. But
But
I feel like people who are going to get the food, they know that that's going to be the case anyway. So.
And you haven't come across this practice where there might be a separate menu, if you like, if you're ordering through Deliveroo.
No, I haven't noticed the difference.
Yeah. Interesting. Think because of the pandemic and all of that we're eating a lot more takeaways.
Probably, I just think because it's more convenient.
For those who have noticed the price difference, the numbers are mad, aren't they? You found other examples.
I looked at some places in Munster, Fish and Chip Takeaway, for example. They have a special meal deal, order direct, $11.95. Go through Deliveroo, $17.45.
What?
Quite a difference there. A cheese pizza, order direct, €10. True Deliveroo, €15.50.
Oh,
so €5.50. You can see there's a big difference. So just a few of the examples I could see. I mean, there's lots of examples.
If you felt that this was going to the cyclist who was delivering it, you'd say, OK, perhaps fair enough. But clearly the way the prices are structured, it's not.
It's not, no. So I spoke to Adrian Cummins, chief executive of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, just about all of this. And we began talking about the increase in demand for food being delivered.
A lot of businesses had to pivot to takeaway because of the restrictions. They've maintained and adapted their business to have a takeaway option as part of their business model. There is a substantial amount of businesses now within restaurants and food service that has a takeaway option.
So why am I then seeing different pricing on different menus, depending on whether I go and I order the food directly or I order through a third party delivery service?
Well, to answer the question clearly, Brian, I don't know is the answer. Each business, it's their own independent choice how they price their own menus. I would assume that certain businesses are factoring in the commission charge that certain platforms are charging the business itself.
So with some of them, I think that's about 25%.
Yeah, and it could be higher than that as well. And so there's no overall one-size-fits-all commission for hospitality or food service. What I do know is, and I'm from talking to my counterparts and colleagues across Europe, we have the highest commission charges in Ireland compared to other EU countries. But from the consumer point of view, obviously the consumer is looking for food to be delivered from A to B. There's a cost in that in terms of somebody needs to deliver it. They have to be paid.
Adrian Cummins there outlining our increase in demand for takeaways. And then as you heard, the separate menus, it's not something he can quite explain. Now, I did ask Adrian Cummins, was this an example of the customer picking up the tab for businesses who are simply contracting out their delivery services?
I would call it that the business owner, I'm assuming, is trying to absorb the overall commission that they're being charged. That's my assumption.
And then funny enough, when I went on the Deliveroo website, they say they encourage restaurants to provide the same prices as you would through them, as you would if you went in there and ordered it yourself.
Yeah, and I think the key word in that is encourage. It's not mandatory. There is challenges in our industry at the moment. And if you ask any restaurateur or any food service provider, be it a pub serving food, a coffee shop, it's very difficult in terms of margin at the moment. I just think there's a sense of frustration there that they would probably see some of the platforms making substantial amounts of revenue at the end of the day, and they're not seeing that translated back into their own businesses. Customers will vote with their feet at the end of the day. They don't have to use a certain provider if they don't want to, and that goes for a certain restaurant or not.
I think people just aren't aware because they haven't compared the two menus in lots of cases. You just accept what it is on, say, the delivery website. And
that would be up to the consumer then to question whoever they're purchasing from. You don't have to go through a third party if you don't want to. There is platforms out there where there is businesses out there where they have the capability to sell to you direct minus the delivery platforms. It's the cost of the delivery is probably an extra part of it. And that's the business, the unique selling point for some of the platforms that are in our space at the moment. They provide a one-stop shop in totality.
Adrian Cummins there. Now, look, there are obviously many delivery services, but Deliveroo did give you a statement, Brian.
Yeah, didn't quite deal with the issue of there being separate menus, but they did say their logistics innovations and customer base provides partners with new ways to grow revenue, increase brand value and maximise the profit from potential from online delivery. And they said they take a tailored approach to determining fair and appropriate commission rates.
Brian O'Connell, thank you very much. We're going down under after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.